There was a silence after the knocking, and then the flap, flap of slippers on flagstones. Eventually, a skinny old woman with a face texture of a walnut peered around the door. "Yes?" she said. "The notice said, man wanted."
Did it? That's been up there since before last winter.
"I am sorry. You need no help." The wrinkled face looked at him thoughtfully.
"I can't pay more than sixpence a week, mind," it said.
The tall figure looming against the sunlight appeared to consider this. "Yes," it said eventually.
"I wouldn't even know where to start your working either. We haven't had any proper help here for 3 years. I just hire the lazy good-for-nothings from the village when I want them."
"Yes."
"You don't mind, then?"
"I have a horse." The old woman peered around the stranger. In the yard was the most impressive horse she'd ever seen. Her eyes narrowed.
"And that's your horse, is it?"
"Yes."
"With all that silver on the harness and everything?"
"Yes."
"And you want to work for sixpence a week?"
"Yes." The old woman pursed her lips. She looked from the stranger to the horse to the dilapidation around the farm. She appeared to reach a decision, possibly on the lines that someone who owned no horses probably didn't have much to fear from a horse thief.
"You're to sleep here in the barn, understand?" she said.
"Sleep? Yes. Of course. Yes, I will have to sleep."
Couldn't have you in the house anyway. It wouldn't be right."
"The barn will be quite adequate, I assure you."
"But you can come into the house for your meals."
"Thank you."
"My name's Miss Flitworth."
"Yes." She waited.
"I expect you have a name too," she prompted.
"Yes, that's right." She waited again.
"Well?"
"I'm sorry."
"What is your name?"
The stranger stared at her for a moment and then looked around wildly.
"Come on," said Miss Flitworth. "I ain't employing no one without no name, Mr....
The figure stared upwards. "Mr. Sky?"
"No one's called Mr. Sky."
"Mr. Door?" She nodded.
Could be Mr. Door. There was a chap called Dawes I knew once." "Yeah, Mr. Door. Yeah." "And your first name? Don't tell me you haven't got one of those, too. You've got to be a Bill or a Tom or a Bruce or one of those names."
"Yes."
"What?"
"One of those."
"Which one?"
"The first one."
"You're a Bill?"
"Yes." Miss Flitworth rolled her eyes.
"All right, Bill Sky."
"Door."
Yeah, sorry. "All right, Bill Door."
"Call me Bill."
"And you can call me Miss Flitworth. I expect you want some dinner."
"I would. Ah, yes. The meal of the evening. Yes."
"You look half starved, to tell you the truth. More than half, really."
She squinted at the figure. Somehow, it was very hard to be certain what Bill Door looked like, or even remember the exact sound of his voice. Clearly he was there, and clearly he had spoken. Otherwise, why did you remember anything at all?
"There's a lot of people in these parts as don't use the name they were born with," she said. "I always say there's nothing to be gained from going around asking personal questions. I suppose you can work, Mr. Bill Door. I'm still getting the hay in off the high meadows, and there'll be a lot of work come harvest. Can you use a scythe?"
Vildor seemed to meditate on the question for some time. Then he said,
"I think the answer to that is a definite yes, Miss Lee.